The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this kind of cold and dreary and wet Wednesday. That's okay. I'm warm inside, dry. It's a great day. It's a great day. And thank you. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for allowing me to come into your car, your home, or wherever you've allowed me to come today. Thank you. I don't ever take that for granted. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. This is a public service announcement. It's being announced on most of the local media. The Better Business Bureau is warning women about baby product offers coming to your mailbox. I guess women all over Central Ohio are receiving these notices. Some of them say, congratulations, you're having a baby. Well, many of the women receiving them are not having a baby, but they're sending them out in mass, hoping that women who are pregnant will bite on to the hoax, and it is exactly that. You open it up, there are coupons, receipts, gift cards. There's even a handwritten note that looks completely legit. The Better Business Bureau is saying, nope. It's from a company called Mother's Lounge. Better Business Bureau has given it an F rating. Quote, this is deceptive and misleading advertising on the front end. You go online, make a purchase, and if you use the gift card, then you pay an additional fee that makes it not free at all. Anyway, it is a scam. That's a common theme on this program. Be aware. Be cautious. I love to be a positive person. I like to think of myself as a trusting person, but I tell you, I have become a skeptic. And in today's world, you can't afford not to be a skeptic on these offers and so forth, because the majority of them are scams. My wife got a call from Social Security. No. Social Security doesn't call you. I've gotten those. I probably 3 to 4 times a month, I get a call. My phone rings and it says, hi, is Richard there? No, there is no Richard there. Oh, well, maybe you can help me. I'm from the police benevolence or police something, you know. And I was trying to play with him a little bit, have a little fun. I thought you wanted Richard. Well, yeah, but you know, I thought you, what's Richard's last name? Maybe I can find him for you. Anyway, just beware, folks. And of course, what blows my mind is that the fact that these scams keep coming means that people are falling for them. Now, I have a spam filter on my email. Our company provides a spam filter, junk filter. And I don't check it as often as I should because every once in a while something good slips through. But every time I check it, there are these outrageously crazy offers from some widow in Nigeria, some banker in Afghanistan, some widow in Great Britain, and she's trying to figure out how to get her husband's estate to America, and she'll share $25 million. It is so outrageously fake and phony. And yet, the fact that they keep doing this is an indication somebody is biting on. So anyway, you know, I'm not telling you something you don't know. Just be careful. Be cautious. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And then we turn to something very serious. All of you are familiar with Pastor Tony Evans. From Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship down in Texas, and host of the wildly popular radio program Urban Alternative. Most of you know that his wife, Lois has spoken for one of our women's events a few years ago, did a phenomenal job. His wife, Lois, has been fighting biliary cancer. That's a cancer of the bile ducts. It's extremely, extremely rare and usually fatal. She has been battling it, I think, for about a year. And they have sent out updates occasionally asking for prayer. Well, just yesterday, Tony Evans wrote, Lois spent all of last week in the hospital due to severe pain related to her biliary cancer. The doctors were able to manage the pain, and they have released her from the hospital to home care. Even though chemotherapy and radiation are no longer options, we still have total confidence in God's ability to supernaturally intervene and do what man is unable to do. Our prayers are full of faith, hope, and expectancy. We would appreciate you praying with that same spirit while we wait on our miracle. Lois is continuing with natural therapies, supplemental treatments, and is surrounded 24/7 with the love of her nuclear and extended family, as well as the support of our church and national ministry. If you read between the lines, from a purely human standpoint, obviously, this is not good at all. They have sent her home. The medical profession has basically said, we've done all that we can do, and they have sent her home. Of course, they're still asking God for a miracle, and that's what we do. And then we trust God to accomplish his perfect will. And God certainly could heal her. Of course he has the ability to do that. So we will pray, and I just wanted to pass that along to you. And it reminds me of something that I try to remind all of us of constantly. And I, in the last 10 years, in my preaching, in my sermons, this has become a constant theme. No one is exempt from suffering. No one. No individual, no marriage, no family is exempt from suffering. And that suffering takes on all kinds of faces. Tony Evans has a wonderful, close-knit family, but his wife is dying of cancer. Other families, it's relational issues with children, grandchildren. No family is exempt from suffering. Pray for the Evans family. Pray for Lois. Pray for Tony. And ask God for a miracle, and then we will trust him for his will.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Priorities are so incredibly important. I mean, priorities are just so incredibly important, and we're certainly seeing this in our educational system. I've got two stories here that are interconnected. First, an update on Austin, Texas. I talked to you about this, I think Monday. Yeah, no. In fact, it was yesterday I talked to you about it. Austin, Texas, over the objections of hundreds of parents, has adopted an extremely graphic, what most people would call pornographic, sex ed curriculum for grades 3 through 8. Enormous objections from the community, from parents. And yet the school board went ahead and adopted it anyway. The curriculum, and again, this is for grades 3 through 8, urges kids to join LGBTQ pride parades. The curriculum instructs teachers to stop using words like mom, dad, mother, father. Yeah, because that could offend a child who has two moms or two dads. In fact, let me just quote. In a document revealing the nature of the curriculum, the grades 3 to 5 curriculum encourages children to abandon the terms mother and father or mom and dad. Quote, use gender-inclusive language. It's important to avoid terms which refer only to male and female identities. When discussing family members, they may not have a mom or a dad, so refrain from using those terms. Try integrating words like parents or guardians. Remember, children whose parents might not fit into traditional concepts or family structures. And then it gets into things that I would not read on the air. Sexually explicit, graphic things that children grades 3 to 8 will be taught in Austin, Texas. Now, keep that in mind, because the school board in Austin, Texas, is insistent this must be a part of the children's education in Austin, Texas. Keep that in mind as I read to you the results, the recently released results from the National Assessment of Educational Process, the NAEP. It is also known as the Nation's Report Card. Yeah, the National Center for Education Statistics, which administers the NAEP, the National Assessment of Educational Progress, indicates, well, let me just read it to you. Over the past decade, there has been no progress in either mathematics or reading performance, and the lowest performing students are actually doing worse. According to Peggy Carr, Associate Commissioner of the National Center for Education Statistics. In fact, she said, over the long term in reading, The lowest performing students, those readers who struggle the most, have made no progress from the first NAEP administration almost 30 years ago. So the latest Nation's report card for education in America indicates in the most important areas of education, America's students have made no progress whatsoever, and in some areas, they are worse than they were 30 years ago. In addition, fourth and eighth graders' reading scores declined from 2017 to 2019. And it goes on, and it is depressing. So we have school districts all across America that are absolutely intent on this radical sexual agenda to brainwash our children into accepting the abnormal as normal. They are pushing against parents. They are absolutely adamant that this sex education curriculum is pushed on students in America, while academic performance in math, reading, continues to decline. It's all about priorities. To the radical left, and don't forget, the National Education Association is not only the largest union in America, it is also the most liberal union in America. This is their social agenda. And they are willing to fight tooth and nail against parents, against the community, in order to enforce this radical agenda, while academics either stay stagnant or continue to decline. It's all about what's important. It's all about priorities. And the social agenda of the liberal left is much more important than the academic agenda. And of course, when it gets into academics, the answer, of course, is always, always, always more money. The next levy, higher taxes. That's always the answer. Give us more money. And the academic achievement continues to either be stagnant or decline. Priorities. All right, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll return.